रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वैरसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 50 इन द बेयर डेन. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Hanuman, Tara, and Angada carefully went through the caves, forests, rivers, mountains, valleys, torrents, and the jungles infested with lions, tigers, and other beasts of prey. By that time, the month was over, the time allowed them by Sugriva. Hanuman by himself examined very minutely every part of the whole country. Gaj, Gavaksh, Gavai, Sharab, Gandhamadan, Mand, Dvivid, Sushen, Jambavan, Nal, Angada, Tara and others were busy exploring the mountainous tracks when they beheld a spacious cavern named Rikshabila or Bear Den, fashioned by Maya. Faint with hunger and thirst, the monkeys beheld with joy the entrance to it, hid beneath trees and creepers. Crouchers, swans, and other water birds flew out of it, dripping wet and coated red with the pollen of lotuses. Cool breeze blew from it heavy with fragrance of flowers, and they fearlessly sprang into it, certain of finding a lotus pond in it. The cavern was full of diverse beasts, insects, and reptiles, frightful to behold. It was almost impassable and deep like the pit of hell. Then Hanuman, huge and lofty as a mountain peak, said to his companions, "We have not been able to come upon Sita. Search we ever so carefully through mountains and valleys, forests and glades. We are dying of exhaustion, while swans, crouchers, chakravakas and other waterfowls fly out of this cave dripping wet. So there should be before us a deep well or a deep pool. Further, did you notice the large, beautiful trees grow luxuriantly around the entrance to it? The monkeys that entered it could see no light from the sun or the moon. There was darkness everywhere and frightful. They noticed the lions and other beasts and birds coming out of the cave engulfed in darkness. They entered the cave and moved in as swift as the wind. Neither their vision nor splendor nor valor diminished. They were able to perceive the things in darkness. A long distance they moved in, holding together one another. While searching for water, they lost their consciousness. They were thirsty, confounded, emaciated, pale, and exhausted. When they had lost their hopes in their survival, they noticed a bright light. Then they reached a beautiful region that was well lit. There was luscious growth of different trees. The golden trees had the splendor of the glowing fire. The Sala, Tala, Punnaga, Kukubha, Vanjula, Bhava, Champaka, Naga, Karnikara trees were in bloom. There were bunches of flowers, golden and of variegated colors, together with red tender shoots. With the climbing creepers, the trees appeared as if adorned with golden ornaments. They also noticed trees having the hue of the rising sun with platforms of lapis lazuli under them. The golden trees were shining. The lotus plants were black or of the hue of lapis lazuli. They were haunted by birds. They found huge golden lotuses shining like the morning sun. Golden fish and porpoises were gliding along. Clear water flowed in the rivulets. Mansions of gold and silver with windows blazing bright, overhung with chains of pearls. They had been paved with gold and silver. They were studded with lapis lazuli and other jewels. The monkeys also saw around them trees with flowers and fruits that shone like coral and pearl. Golden honeybees were drinking honey from them. All around, they also saw golden and gem-studded beds and seats and invaluable vehicles, vessels made of gold, silver, and bronze, mounds of agalokam and fine sandal, pure fruit, roots and fruits, costly drinks, fine garments, excellent wools, and deerskin were also noticed by them. The monkeys also saw heaps of pure gold blazing like fire piled up everywhere. Advancing further, they saw at a distance an ascetic woman beaming with radiance on account of her austerities. On seeing her, they got much frightened. She was clad in the skin of black antelope. She appeared as if glowing with her luster. The monkeys were amazed and stood motionless. Anjaneya bowed down with folded hands and asked her, "O mother, who art thou? To whom does this mansion, cave, the jewels and gold belong?"
Mangalam Kushlin Raya Mahaniya Gunavati Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.